Blog Talk Radio.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Coming to you a little wet and wild from Atlanta, Georgia, no less. Oh, God, guys. Yeah, wet and wild. I just jumped out of the shower. I had been traveling all freaking day. That's right. We had a conference this weekend that I was speaking at. And then I had to be in Atlanta, like, the next morning. So, God, guys, I am, like I said, just dried off out of the shower. Yes, I'm wearing the infamous Gore Girl towel that everybody talks about so much. But on the line with me is also Techie Yed. Techie Yed, where are you at?
I am right now trucking through Missouri, heading toward, I think, Rolla or something like that. I'm in the middle of the freaking state. I'm somewhere.
That's right, guys. Techie Ed, myself, our business manager and friend, went trucking across the states to get to good old Missouri, where we attended Spirit Fest, guys, thanks to the cool cats at Joplin Paranormal Society. They hosted the first annual Spirit Fest out there, Joplin, Missouri, and it was kind of cool. It was like a little beach party thing going. So we trucked there and then woke up this morning. They trucked the business manager and me to the airport. We took off from Tulsa to good old Atlanta, and then they're trucking home. So, geez. You actually stopped in Oklahoma City, too, so your day was full of traveling as well, right, Techie Ed?
Yep, and I believe my schedule puts me traveling until about 8 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Fun fact for me.
Well, we don't sleep anyway, so, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It's kind of weird. Okay, this is the first show we're doing, guys, where we're completely out of our element. Okay, we're usually safely tucked away inside the Gore Girl studios. We've got the air conditioning going on. Hey, Techie Ed, you still there? Techie Ed? Oh, no, guys, I think we lost Techie Ed. I heard a click. I heard a click, and you know what that means. That means we lost Techie Ed. Oh, God. So, I don't know. We'll see if Techie Ed calls us back. That's good old technology for you right there. No wonder Techie Ed hates it, right? Right? Let me see real fast. Let's go up here. And, all right. Well, they couldn't find him, so good times. Good times. The thing's telling me that they can't find Techie Ed. Oh, no. So anyway, guys, I guess we're gonna have to keep trucking along here. Hopefully he'll call in. I don't know. Call in, Techie Ed. If you could hear me, call in. That's technology for you guys, because we are out of our element this week, all right? We're usually safely tucked inside the GG studios. We've got the air conditioning or heat, depending what season it is in Chicago, God knows, toss of a hat. But we're usually safely inside there, pretty soundproof room, our nice little glass with our little neat freak producers behind it, who are always, you know, complaining about us being politically incorrect and obviously pissing somebody off. So we're usually in our little element. We got our switchboard set up, our mics all set up, all that good stuff. But guys, it is not that way this week. It totally is not. We actually, like I said, we were traveling this weekend. We did the convention. And then I'm in Atlanta for the week, and Techie Ed is traveling home. God knows, because the way that they drive out there, I hope he gets there. But, you know, so basically Techie Ed's on his cell phone calling into the show, and I am doing the show live from the DoubleTree Hotel in good old Atlanta, Georgia, where, I don't know, kind of cool, different. It's a little different to do it from a hotel room. I don't know. You're not quite sure what's on the sheets, but, yeah, whatever. So, I don't know. I'm hoping Techie Ed calls in, but it doesn't look like he's going to. That would kind of, I don't know, it kind of suck, because good old Techie Ed, you know, we had some good stories that we were going to share with you about Spirit Fest tonight, guys. And hopefully you can hear me all right. Let's see. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to... okay. Well, this is entertaining. I don't know what's going on here. Poor Techie Ed. He's got to drive till 8 in the morning and he can't get out of the show. No! I believe he's actually calling my cell phone. I hear my cell phone humming from across the room. Well, you know what, guys? If he doesn't call in, I have to go. We can't have dead air, right? Right? I mean, we're already dead as it is, so we can't have dead air. Oh, my God. So, anyway, we do Spirit Fest. And Joplin, you know, Paranormal puts us on. It's a great show. Great thing. This is our first annual. They're actually, from what I heard, they got sponsored by Bud. So, Bud's building them a stage next year or something. So I said props to those guys. You know, I went out there, represented the Gorgo Variety Outer. Yeah. Where's Techie Ed at? See, he can't even, like, hit me in the head with a helmet. Come on, Techie Ed, call in. So anyway, he probably doesn't have the number. That's probably the problem. He's probably texting me going, I don't have a number. Look at this, guys. See, this is what I was telling you about before when I was saying that we're first doing the show, and I said, you know, you guys are growing right along with us. This is an experience for the fans, because you know how you listen to a radio show and they're all professional and they refuse to tell the fans what's going on, even if things are haywire. Oh, I figured out what went on. Techie had lost reception. Well, he is in the... Ozark Mountains, I think he is. He's in Missouri over there. Hold on. You know what, guys? Let's help Techie Ed out. Let's give him the guest call-in number. I hope you guys are chanting it at home, because I hardly remember it myself. Not like I call in. Let's see. 646-378-1067. And I'm going to go ahead and shoot this over to Techie Ed, because I don't want him to miss out on all the good stories we're going to be telling. He's probably going to get this and be like, who is this? I'll be like, just call the number. My God, don't make me eat your flesh. I think that's hysterical. He lost reception, like, what, 9 minutes into the show? Says a little something about our friends over there. You know, I guess it's called smack dab in the middle of the country. Oh, God. So I'm telling him to call in, because God knows he'll probably get this number and think it's, like, our strange sex slaves calling him again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just sent it to him. We'll see what's going on with that. Hopefully Techie Ed will pick it up and rejoin us in the land of the macabre and insane that is the Gigi Hour. So anyway, back to our little fun-filled stories here. I feel so alone. I feel like I'm just basically talking to myself, and I can't hear the fans. I can't hear Techie Ed. This is insane. I don't know. Perhaps I am talking to myself. It would be kind of interesting if it really wasn't Sunday at all, if I was just basically talking to myself in the mirror right now. It's kind of how it feels like, guys. So anyway, we go to Spirit Fest, and these guys hit it really cool. They asked us to come out and speak. They had a big fest planned. It's our first one out the gate, and I've seen a lot of these groups. You know, I was mentioning this in Ghostman Demon Hunter earlier. I've seen a lot of these groups do fests, or they've done programs or things like that, and then they fade away. They do one, maybe even two, and then they fade away. They just don't have what it takes. But these guys, I got a really good feeling about them, because the vibe that was at this place, guys, the vibe, I don't know. All I could say is hippie hut doesn't even describe it, all right? It was a very cool thing going on. Oh, God, and Techie Ed is attacking me here. Hold on. Guys, I don't know. This is on archive. Did I just not give Techie Ed the number? He says, I need the number. I thought I gave it to you, dude. I don't know if heck yet. All right, here we go again. And for those of you at home that might want to call in, 646-378-1067. That's right. Hey, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't have tech problems, right? Well, what I was saying earlier was about the tech problems. See, I'm all sidetracked now because I'm like texting and doing like 50 things with my hands and got basically got the laptop strapped to my side. So we were saying earlier on the show when we were first starting out that, you know, we're going to have growing pains, guys, and you're going to have them right along with us. You know, you're going to get to see the show evolve. You're going to get to see the technology evolve. You're going to get to see it grow. You're going to get to nurture it yourself, you know? I mean, this is just as much your show, guys, as it is ours. We do it for you. We do it to entertain you. It's just as much a part of your life as it is ours. So that's what I'm saying, guys. You get to see all the action. You get to see the tech problems. And Techie Ed and I aren't going to hide it. We're not going to try to play it off and be like some of these people that, oh, yeah, nothing goes wrong with our show. No. Of course it does, you know. It's chaos theory, guys. You can't have the yin without the yang, you know. So in some people's cases, they want yin-yang at the same time, up the wazoo, whatever. So I won't reveal Techie Ed's secrets. But he's not opposed, though. He's not opposed. So, anyway, this is what's, you know, going on. We have stuff like this. And especially, like I was saying, we are so out of our element right now. You know, we're usually tucked away safely inside a little studio, you know, away from, you know, the Antichrist and things pelting us with stuff. But here we are, you know, I'm in a freaking hotel doing the show. Techie Ed's driving through a godforsaken state. No offense. But, you know, there's really nothing out there. You know, it's not like he can, you know, he's swerving through and there's sights to see. He's like basically driving through corn and all sorts of things when he hits Illinois. So, God knows. Hope Techie Ed makes it all right. So, anyway, we get back to Spirit Fest, right? I'm talking about this hippie hut thing, you know, whatever. So, we get to Spirit Fest. And it was really cool, guys. It was on an old Indian, like, tribal ground, right? And it was kind of neat, kind of crazy. We weren't sure what to expect from it. You know, it was the first one ever. We've never been there. I have never even met Joplin Paranormal before this, before they asked us to come in and speak. So, okay, cool, whatever. Well, we get there. It's just like a big beach party, man. It's a big down-to-earth, down-to-nature type thing. You know how we do the spirituality. Oh, my God, and Techie Ed's calling in. Okay, guys, hold on. Techie Ed, you there?
I am here. I am sorry about that. Apparently, technology loses reception. Who would have thought?
That's okay. I was just talking to the fans, telling them how, hey, if we've got tech problems, we're going to let them know. We're not going to be like these shows that try to cover it up and say, you know, oh, nothing's wrong with our show. No. They're going through the growing pains right along with us. So, yeah, if you get cut off again, man, just call in. We'll keep patching you through. But I was just talking about Spirit Fest. And I was telling them about Spirit Fest. And I was telling them, you know, we get there, and, you know, I never met these guys before, wasn't sure what to expect. So I get to this place, right, and, okay, I didn't have to speak till 9, and this was like an all-day event, guys, and it was just basically a big beach party. There's like a river right there, it's on an old Indian tribal ground, there's like supposedly a cave that used to be an old Indian mud hut, all sorts of craziness, right? Well, there's people camping there, and they're swimming, and, you know, cooking out. Basically, everyone's drinking beer. So, I mean, this is basically like taking the paranormal conventions that we all know and love and go to all the time out of the hotels, out of, you know, the little structured theaters, and putting them right there in the woods, putting them right there with nature, you know, with spirits and entities and all sorts of things, just putting it right smack dab in the action of it all. So it was very cool. I was kind of digging on it. And I didn't have to speak till later, so I was like, all right, you know, no big deal. I'll, you know, hang out, talk to some of the vendors, get acquainted with some of the groups, you know, because there was a lot of new groups there, guys. Very cool, very exciting. You know, we go to all these conventions all the time, and usually see the same old suspects, you know. It's all of us guys hanging out. You know, we go, we party, we're not, like, you know, banging hookers and shooting up coke or whatever, but... Or are we? I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. I wake up the next morning, I'm not sure. But my nose hurts, but I don't know. So we go to these conventions, right? We learn from people, you know, we share our stories with people, share our experiences, you know, it's all about the trade-off. It's all about helping each other grow in this community. It's about being a family. We are a family, guys. We're a community. We should act like it, you know, instead of backstabbing each other and stealing people's research and making people feel like crap and, oh, I'm better than you. I've got better equipment than you. And this, it's not about that. We're all unified with our passion for this. We all have different stories for why we're in this field. We all have different stories for why this attracts us. I mean, you know, some people's stories are similar to each other's, but basically we all have different paths that have led us here. But it's all the same thing. All comes down to the same thing. We all have an intensity, a passion, just an insatiable thirst for the paranormal, for the supernatural, for the unknown, the unexplained. So, I mean, there is that touch of adrenaline junkie that's associated with it. We do get a rush off of it. This is our high, guys. Like it, leave it, love it, whatever you want to do with it. So, or give it some hookers and some coke, whatever. I don't know. We're not opposed. So anyway, this was very cool. There's a lot of new groups there, a lot of young groups. You know, you see some of these groups been around for years and years and years. Well, there's groups out there that are not that well known but have been around for a bit. So that's why I call them young groups. They haven't been exposed to everything. They're sort of, you know, maturing, I guess you could say. And these guys have the passion, the enthusiasm. I mean, these are ghost hunters. These are the guys that we need to be talking to, that we need to be helping out, that we need to, like, listen. They're fresh eyes, a fresh perspective on things. So I thought it was very cool. So I walked around, talked to a few of these groups, you know, got some input, things like that. Some cool cats out there, Premier Paranormal, some very cool guys, Moso Ghost Hunters. Love those guys. Actually chatted with them for quite a while. They had some very cool ideas. And actually we're going to get those guys on the show because I want to share those ideas with you guys. But it was just very awesome, right? Meeting the guys from Joplin, they were great. So we go and we do this. Well, I'm not speaking till 9, right? And this is basically our weekend. It was a whirlwind weekend. The traveling was a whole freaking day. And, of course, we're staying in the hotel. So, you know, of course, we're, you know, basically skinny dipping and causing problems. It's all good. So we go to this convention. I decide, you know, everyone's sitting around having a beer. I've got my little posse with me. I was like, well, it's no reason we should all be dry, you know. I mean, just because I have to speak, you know, I'm not going to drink and get all messed up before I go on speak. But it's no reason that, you know, my group can't drink. So I'm like, let's go on a, you know, a beer run. Or what do we call it yet? B-double-E-double-R-U-N?
B-double-R-U-N? That it would be it.
We call it a B-double-E-double-R-U-N? So we decided to go on a beer run, right? We head back to town. Now, this is where Techie Ed's going to have some comments on this because some funny crap. And I have my business manager in the room with me, and she's cackling right now. But actually more crying is the story. But... We're glad she's alive. So we go, right? At Joplin, Missouri, I've never been there, right? And I'm not saying nothing. I love every place I travel to. There's always something in it that gets me, that you know, gets me excited, that shows me something, you know. I mean, some insane ghost story or just some, you know, oddity or landmark or something. So I love all these places, right? We're in Missouri. Hey, it's beautiful. I like it. The people are nice. It's good stuff. We go to this gas station to get beer, and the business manager wanted to go in. She had to, you know, go to the bathroom, all this good stuff. So I go to get out of the car, and I'm getting out of the car. She had already gotten out of the car, had the door open like we've done 1,000 times, right? Here we are in the gas station. So she's out of the car. She's, you know, about getting ready to turn around and shut the door. This guy out of nowhere with, like, a tank. He had, like, a Panzer with him. Freaking comes rolling on up into the gas station. I mean, he had this huge Escalade, right? Comes rolling up and, like, coming up to the bay in the gas station, right, guys? And, okay, we've done this a million times. We come up, you know, we check to make sure we're cool with the gas tank, cool with the cars around us. It's all good. I don't know what the hell this guy was looking at. Comes rolling in, clips the door of the car, and, like, literally bends the door back. Of course, the business manager's freaking out. My business manager is freaking out because, she's concerned about the car. She's like, oh, my God, it's not my car. It was Tekkiyed's car. Oh, my God, Tekkiyed's car. Oh, my God, how, we're not going to get the door closed. How's he going to get back to Chicago? Oh, my God, this is nuts. I mean, just a million questions going through her mind. The rest of the people in the car were going, holy crap, thank God the business manager didn't die. This is what we're all thinking, right? And here's the business manager. Oh, my God! Of course, in usual business manager fashion, right? Instead of worrying about herself, she's worrying about deductibles and you know, write-offs and things of this such. So she's going, oh, my God, this dent. Oh, my God, I got a guy. I got a guy. I'll take care of it for you. All right, well, mob connections aside, we're like, well, okay, you're alive. This is a good thing, right? This jackwipe gets out of the car, comes running up, and he's like, you idiot! You're not supposed to open a door when a car's coming. And we all look at him and we're like, are you serious? Dude, she was already out of the car. Then you rolled up. How is this her fault? So all of us are laughing because, well, we weren't laughing at the time. We're laughing now, guys. But this guy, seriously, he was an older gentleman, and he thought he was slick. All right, he saw us, we were kind of young looking, and he was thinking, I'm going to push these kids around, it was my fault, I'm going to try to get out of it. It's the usual, our usual society thing. Our society nowadays can't take blame for anything, they have to push blame off on everybody else. Nobody can own up to their own responsibilities and their own things. Dude, if you did something wrong, you made a mistake, just admit it, you know? I mean, it's karma, man. It's, you're putting the good karma out there. You start blaming people and you put that negative karma out there, it's going to bite you in the ass. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, it's just this disgusting society we have now where everybody's out for themselves and just all this crap, and, you know, people are just out to get each other. It's just, it's horrible. We're basically a virus. You know, we are a plague on this planet. We're a virus on this planet. Now we're eating ourselves to death. So, yeah, we're a virus that's eating itself, I guess. I don't know, all these visuals. I go from a gas station to a virus eating itself. I don't know, people. Just follow me.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So this guy in the Panzer, right, gets out, and he's like, you know, after he disarmed the missiles and everything, comes out, and he starts, you know, he's thinking he's going to pull a fast one on us. He's thinking, it's my fault, but I could get out of this. These kids are young. They're stupid. I'm going to manipulate them. All right, you know what? You just hit a car with GG in it. Your days are numbered, my friend. So I come over. And I was calm at first because I was in shock. I was literally walking in to get beer to go back to the fest to speak that night to these cool people. And the door is half hanging off the hinge. So I calmly come around because nobody calls my business manager an idiot. That's me and Tekkiyed's job, all right? We can call her names all we want. She calls us names. It's a great relationship. It's love-hate. But you know what? Nobody else is allowed to say anything to her. So we come around, and Tekkiyed is in his own way, guys, because Tekkiyed is a mellow guy. He's a mellow guy. You know, he takes it. He, you know, takes my ramblings, makes them happen. He's just the guy. You know, that's why he's the right man. He's my right hand on all this stuff. And but Tekkiyed, you know, doesn't get rattled. He doesn't get too angry. But you can tell that Tekkiyed was pissed because he said what's the word you said? Business manager, terse. He's a very terse voice. And he was like, go inside and get the non-emergency number for the police. And, I mean, just this terse face, this gritting thing. I mean, you knew Tekkiyed was pissed. You knew he was flipping his lid. Basically, that level to him is like our level of throwing things out the window, bashing in walls, throwing. That's basically the equivalent, guys. You got to follow along on that. So this guy gets out, right? Tekkiyed saying this. Business manager's freaking out about the door. You know, the other girls in the car going, oh, my God, this is crazy stuff. I come over, and I look at the guy. And, of course, don't try to manipulate Gigi, okay? It ain't going to happen, all right? I will bury you alive and happily sing a song as I'm nailing that last nail into your coffin. So I'm looking at this guy, and I said, I'm sorry, but I didn't realize that, like, I lived in a country where you were supposed to swerve towards pedestrians. I was like, where in your rule book is it cool to, like, try to kill somebody, like, run them over with your tank of a car? And, I mean, I should have taken cracks at the tank, guys. I missed my chance on that. I was just too busy attacking this guy. So he looks at me, and, you know, he's about to say something. I said, does, like, vehicular manslaughter sound, like, right? And I'm looking around, right? Well, guys, this is how you deal with people like this. Throw big words out there. Make it, you know, even if they just scratch your car, make it a bigger deal like they're about to die from, you know, SARS or something. And, of course, they'll shut up because they're like, oh, my God, I don't know what's going on. I don't get it. Oh, my God. You just totally turn their world upside down. So I start throwing things at this guy, and I'm like, you jackwipe. I'm like, seriously, you do this and you think we're going to, like, cry or something and say that was our fault? Hell no, it's your fault. So I start freaking out. And, well, not freaking out, but going off on this guy. I turn around, and, of course, Techie Ed's terse comment about the police number. I go inside to get it because, you know, we didn't want to see Techie Ed. I mean, he was already fuming. That was the equivalent. He had reached the boiling point. He was in lunacy mode. I feared the next person that came by. So I go in and get the number.
I was about to eat his flesh, you know, good stuff like that.
It was bad. It was bad, guys. I'm telling you, it was bad. So I come out, you know, with the number, and I'm on the phone with the cops. Well, apparently, the police in Missouri don't ever come out. They're like, no, we're not coming out to do a police report. And I'm like, excuse me? We're from Chicago. You know, like, somebody swears at you and a police report is filled out. Like, seriously, like, police reports are filled out everywhere in Chicago. The cops come out no matter what it is. They don't care where it is or what it is. The cops come out and fill out a report. It's for insurance purposes. It's what we do up in Chi-Town. So this guy tells me, no, the cops don't do that there. They don't fill out police reports. And I'm like, well, okay, this doesn't make any sense to me. And he goes, well, you have two choices. Exchange insurance information and hope to God that that works, or you can come in and we'll hand you a form and you can fill out your own accident report, but we're not going to fill it out for you. And I'm like, what? What? Okay, let me take 15 of those then, and I'll just start making crap up. I'm like, what? Okay. So, I mean, no offense there, but I didn't understand that whole logic. So anyway, this whole thing happens, right? And I have to speak. I have a guest speaker, and here we are in this gas station with this guy who's like, you know, driving the Nazi mobile, and I'm like, what is going on here? So it was insane. It was absolutely insane. I mean, we cackle about it now, but it was insane at the time. And, I mean, Techie Ed, would you like to notify the listeners from where this psychotic tank driving man came from?
Well, this psychotic tank driving man just so happened be from the less than great state of Oklahoma, which explains everything right there.
Techie Ed, you've spent some time in Oklahoma City itself, so it's not like you're making stuff up. You were there, you witnessed this firsthand for a few years. Can you tell us a little something about the Oklahoma drivers?
Well, pretty much none of them have insurance. All their cars look like beaters, even if they're brand new, because and run because they had no insurance. So I'm surprised this guy actually stayed and, you know, gave us insurance information, which I'm still not sure is real because, you know, of course the name on it was Dick Clark spelled with an E. So you know, we'll figure it out.
It was hysterical. So, of course, the entire time, Techie Ed, anytime he saw anything with Oklahoma on it, any Oklahoma plates, I mean, it didn't even matter if the song Oklahoma came on the radio. Things were dying. Things were blowing up. That was it. He was running things off the road right there. He was chucking things out of the car, explosives. It was over. That was it. So it was good.
Oh, and it happened, too, because I did set a car on fire today.
Yeah, I know. I got this message. You know, I'm traveling today, guys. I'm on planes back and forth. I had my phone off most of the day. And one of my messages is from Techie Ed. He's like, oh, my God, there's a car on fire. I am on my way to Oklahoma City right now, and there's a car on fire. I'm like, what? I was like, this just completes it. It didn't surprise me because it's Oklahoma. So I wasn't surprised. I kind of expected it, actually. I was like, oh, all right, whatever.
Yeah, you can't drive to Oklahoma without seeing something on fire.
You know what we're going to do, Techie Ed? We're going to do a quick commercial break because, I don't know, I just feel like we should. I feel like even though we're completely out of our element, you are on the road, I'm in some random hotel room, you know, not even with my mic or mixing boards or anything. The internet's all weird over here. So even though everything's all, you know, messed up and we're completely out of our element, I feel like we should have something of continuity to the show. Something that kind of keeps it like, yeah, we're still around, we're still doing stuff. So I think we should do a commercial.
Sounds good.
And this commercial's for you, since it's actually for your car. This commercial is for Yed's car. So everybody hang on to your seats. Here we go.
Yes, to good friends, tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be low and proud.
Let it be low and proud.
It's been so long. Hey, I'm glad to see you. Raise your glass. Here's to health and happiness. So tonight, tonight, let it be all the best.
When you're with good friends having good times, don't just have a beer, have a Löwenbräu. Because good friends and good times deserve the taste of a great beer. And there's really only one, Löwenbräu.
Tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
That's for your car, Techie.
But my car appreciates it.
Here's to good friends. So we got to talk about Spirit Fest, because this show is our recap of our extremely insane weekend, right? So we have to mention it. I mean, we were there. We have to at least talk about it. So these guys at Spirit Fest, very cool. I am very, happy we went. We had an awesome reception, guys. I mean, I wish everybody out there could have gone. It was a very warm reception. We walked away with a lot of new friends, a lot of new paranormal groups. So very cool. It was well worth the trip. And they actually invited us back next year. They were so happy with the whole thing and how it went. And, they were just raving. They had people raving about us being there. So they want us to come back next year and sort of, I don't know, do up another send-off, I guess. So next year, we're going to get a rental car. Just in case. So good times with that. But you know what, man? I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I'm staying at a Doubletree. This is nice. I'm laying on the bed, it's all nice. My little pillow says Sweet Dreams on it. I'm about to go down the hall and get something to drink. This is nice. We stayed at somewhere nice at when we were down there in Joplin too, didn't we, Techie Ed?
Oh, it was a pretty nice hotel, I'm not gonna lie.
We're moving on up. We used to sleep on a cardboard box in the alley. Now we're actually in a room with four walls. It's incredible, guys. It's incredible how far we've come. So and we get to share it with you guys. That's awesome. But So Spirit Fest, right? I just got to say this. Thank you so much to those guys again. It was awesome. Very cool. Very, very fun. We weren't sure when we got there what was going on, because we got there kind of later in the evening. And, of course, with the whole accident and everything, we were kind of thrown off our game. So we weren't sure what's going on. But once I went around and started talking to people and, met all these really cool groups and stuff, it really was worth the trip. I was so happy when we walked out of there. And like I said, it was an all-day event. I think it started at, 2, and, it didn't end till I know we left a little bit after midnight, actually. So, I don't know, it was probably still going, because people were actually going to camp overnight there. I'm telling you, it was like a hippie fest, guys. It was very cool. And, of course, people were getting toasted, and it was very awesome, because all day they had speakers, and they had bands, which is cool, because you don't see that too much at paranormal conferences. They usually just have the speakers. They might have some special events and, vendors and things. Well, this one had a few vendors, and it had bands playing. Like I said, for the first one, this wasn't bad, guys. This was a good deal. I hope these guys, I have a good feeling about this fest. I have a good feeling it's going to grow, so I wish them the best of luck. And everybody in the GG camp thanks them for having us there and being hospitable as they were. So, except that guy from Oklahoma. Not too much. But we'll hunt you down because we have your license plate number. So just letting you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get that Chicago cop, that one that pulls you over for no headlights. Yeah, I'm going to get him on the case. I think we got it in the bag. So so it was entertaining. I don't know. And we got up there. We actually went on a little later. They had a little delay in the time schedule. So we went on a little later, and, you know, people were kind of milling around. They weren't sure because we had had a long period of time between I think I came on right after a band. So the band was breaking down, then we got up and set up. So it was kind of a long interval. And, you know, people are walking around. They're going to get something to drink. They're going to the bathroom. So everyone's not really there when you first start your speech. So I get up there, and basically, you know, and like I said, for those of you who couldn't be there at Spirit Fest, I'm trying to describe it to you and try to make you feel like you were there. But they come up, and, you know, we threw the theme song on, and I jumped up there, and basically what I wanted to do is, you know, you have people like Zaphis, you have people like Rosemary Ellen Guiley, you have people like Patrick Burns that do these awesome seminars, these awesome lectures at the conferences, and they tell you things like, you know, Zaphis will talk about haunted artifacts, or he'll talk about, you know, certain key principles in demonology. You know, Rosemary Ellen Guiley will highlight like actual ghost hunting techniques. You know, Patrick Burns, he has all this scientific stuff that, you know, he delves into. I mean, it's incredible stuff these people got that they talk about. And I mean, if you ever go to these conferences or you're familiar with them, you learn a lot because these guys are the top in their game. They know what they're talking about, and it's just, it's a good time. You know, it's like a community. Like I said, it's like a family. So that's not me, though. I don't want to get up there and tell you how to ghost hunt. I don't want to tell you how to use your EMF meter. I don't want to tell you, you know, where you should be standing for an EVP. You know, that's, it doesn't matter. You know, that's not what I want to do. That's not my bag. That's not what I want to interpret for you guys. My job is to entertain, all right? I'm in this field. I know some good stuff, some good info. And instead of telling you guys how you should do it, I figure the best way to get everybody united is to share experiences. You know, I share my experiences. I share what I did, you know, what we used, what happened, the results, the, you know, conclusion, what do we feel about it? You know, would we go back? Well, how do we rate the site? You know, I share my stories. I share the history of the place. You know, I put you there. I take you out of, you know, you're just standing there at this convention. I take you and I put you in my stories. You know, you want to go to Waverly Hills? Guess what? You're there. You know, you want to go to, I don't know, where else have I been? I don't even know. You want to go to Resurrection Cemetery and hunt, you know, hitchhike with her? Let's go. You know, I will take you and I will put you there. I'll give you the history and I'll share my experiences. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to entertain you. And, you know, you might learn a thing or two from my stories. You know, you might hear that I've done something like I used a K2 meter in a different way. And you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. I think I might try that. Who cares if you don't? That's awesome. You do? Cool. It doesn't even matter. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not like, you know, all those other guys that go up there and give a speech and tell you how to do things and what to do. That's awesome for the people that do it because that's their thing. That's what they do, and they're awesome at it. My thing is just an entertainer. I'm a personality. I am a radio personality, and that's what I do, guys. You know, I was in the film industry as a personality. I'm here as a personality. Gore girl, yeah, I don't know. Basically, isn't personality, like, doesn't that equal, like, slacker? Isn't that basically what it is? I think it is. So, I don't know. I think I'm a slacker. So, that's all I'm doing, guys. So, I get up there and I just entertain. And whatever, you know, you listen to me, that's cool. You don't, you know. Techie Ed zones me out half the time anyway. But, Weezy's like, yes. Yes, I do. So, I get up there and basically all I did was share my experiences. You know, I have different presentations I do at different events, and I did this one. I talked about Waverly Hills. I talked about Gettysburg, talked a little bit about empathy, stuff like that, and just basically shared stories. And it was cool because I get up there, right, and Techie Ed and I are up there. Techie Ed's messing around with the laptop and, you know, making sure the speakers are right and everything, and basically, you know, making sure that our asses don't get blown off the, you know, the stage thing that we're on. So, I just start rambling, right? Just start doing my thing, whatever. And there's pretty much people were milling around. You know, some people were up there. They put blankets down, and they were sitting in the grass listening. Well, I don't know what happened or at what point this went on, but, you know, I'm constantly pacing the crowd. You know, I'm looking at the crowd, you know, eye contact, and, you know, I'm looking at people, getting reactions, you know, talking to people. You know, it's a thing. You know, it's an interaction. I don't like when you – spit things out the audience and expect them to spit it back at you. Get them involved, you know, ghostly talk. They do a great presentation, guys, because they ask the audience questions. they ask you, why did you get into ghost hunting? You know, I mean, their presentations are awesome. That's what it is. It's about the interaction, man. You guys are coming to these conferences. You guys, you know, you're paying good money to see people. You're paying money for stuff. You know, you're getting down there. I mean, you're taking time out of your schedule to do this. This is something you love. Why would you want it to be boring? You know what I'm saying? You want to be interactive with it. You want to have a good time. So I go up there, and I'm just spitting stories out, and all of a sudden it turned into like a campfire tale. Seriously. Like, people started pulling chairs off, laying blankets down. I felt like we were, like, sitting around an old campfire somewhere, like in Crystal Lake or something, you know? We're at, like, Friday the 13th, you know, we're at Camp Crystal Lake, Camp Blood, and we're sharing stories, you know, and Jason was going to come kill us or something. It was very cool. It was very 80s campy, like, feeling going on. It was very cool, though. It was very united. Like, everybody was sitting there chilling. The lights were all dim. We didn't have these big blaring stage lights, which I actually liked, you know, because that gets annoying after a while, especially being outdoors. But here we are. We got these nice little lights going. It's a mood setting. It seriously felt like it was just a bunch of us at camp telling ghost stories, you know. Like, we were sitting on Camp Blood and, you know, waiting for Jason Voorhees to come machete us. So it was an awesome feeling, guys. And I wish you guys were there. It was very cool. But like I said, you can't be there, no problem, because, hey, we're sharing the details with you now. And so we get up there, we do our thing. Very cool. Very receptive, guys. I mean, everybody there was awesome. It's the first time I'd met any of these folks. And not a lot of them, apparently there's something going on with the internet out there. So not a lot of them are able to access the Ghostman Demon Hunter show or the Gore Girl Variety Hour. So, you know, we're you know, this is like their first exposure to Gore Girl and Techie Ed and this whole insane world that we present. So it was very cool to meet these guys. I never met them before. And watching their faces and watching the reaction, it was very positive. These guys are very awesome. I highly recommend that if any ghost hunters, ghost groups, whatever, wants to go out there and, you know, do an investigation or go to Spirit Fest next year or, you know, be a speaker next year, I highly suggest you do it, because these guys are very warm. They're very receptive. It was a good time. It really was. So I give props to them. And then I also have to mention these guys, because I had mentioned them earlier, but MOSO Ghost Hunters. That's the Missouri Southern State University Ghost Hunters. These guys, we spent a long time talking to them. They had some great ideas. We're going to get them on the show so that they can explain to you guys their views. But basically, they want to start a coalition. They want to start a unifying thing in the paranormal. And so many people have tried and failed. But these guys, I've got a good feeling, you know. So I don't know. It might take a long time to get it done, especially with how divided certain sections of the paranormal are. But, hey, you know, I think it'll all just work out in the end. But definitely Spirit Fest, or as I'm nicknaming it, the Hippie Hut Fest, is definitely something to check out. I think we should all go next year. We should definitely make it a big stop in our travel plans for next year, because it was very cool, guys. It was very warm, very receptive. It's how a paranormal conference should be. As far as unity, as far as everybody talking to each other, everybody having a good time, and no backstabbing, you know, no drama. It was very cool. There's a lot of conferences like that, though, and if you guys get out there and check them out, Troy Taylor, his conferences are total no BS, no drama, unifying the community, you know. I mean, you get a lot of these guys that have them. We're going to Mid-South. Mid-South is another big one that they do an awesome job of bringing people together. So definitely got to give props to those guys. But Techie Ed, what did you think about this weekend? What did you think about Spirit Fest and our hosts at Joplin?
It was awesome at Joplin. I really enjoyed it. The atmosphere is nice. It was a nice time. Minus the whole car getting destroyed, but, you know, stuff happened.
Oh, and then the blood thing. I forgot to tell them about the blood thing. Oh, my God, guys. Before I get on stage, right, I'm standing there talking to some people, and this girl, I guess, she was one of the technicians for the stage. It was her PA system and her mics and whatever. She had them all set up. Well, the band that had gone on before was sort of a metal-influenced band, and I don't know what the guy did. I didn't see it happen. But I guess he took the mic and started bashing himself in the head with it, so he just sprayed blood all over, like all over the stage, all over the mic. Well, it's this chick's mic, right? So she comes up and, you know, she's like, hey, do you guys have any water or hand sanitizer or anything? And I'm like, no, you know, we don't have anything. You know, we have like a bottle of water. I don't know if that'll help you. And here we are, you know, we're in a campground. This place doesn't have like a, you know, it's very isolated as far as like bathrooms and things like that. It's like one porta potty. It was very, very nature, guys. I think next year they have things more planned where they're going to have more anemones and everything like that. But, you know, this year is very, very bare bones. But this girl comes up and she's like, well, this guy, you know, I have blood all over my hand now. So we're like, oh, okay. And here's us, right? Like, most people would be like, oh my God, you got blood? Ew. Here's me. Oh, all right, no big deal. You got blood on your hand, whatever. You know, like, she's drenched in blood, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. That's why they call me Gore Girl. I don't care. I'm not opposed. So I just, okay, it's all good. And she's standing there talking to us, so she just, like, basically runs water over her hand from a bottle of water, and that's it, right? That's her disinfectant from having this guy's blood all over her. So I'm standing there. We're all talking and stuff. Well, she at some point shook my hand for some reason, and then, like, a couple minutes go by, and I go, wait. Wasn't that the hand that was covered in blood? She goes, yes. I look at my hand. I'm like, that's nice. And I said, so I asked her, I'm like, hey, by any chance that mic that was all bloody, is that the one that we're going to be using? And she goes, I have no idea. And I'm like, oh, great. Great. I'm absolutely going to be covered in blood. So Spirit Fest was awesome. We got car accidents and panzers and, you know, skinny dipping at weird places and blood drenched everywhere, and it was a good time. You know, Jason Voorhees macheting people, was a good time. So I highly recommend people go to Spirit Fest, especially if we're going to be there, because we're fun. So you might as well go. Hey, you might as well go. We're fun. Doesn't matter. But I don't know. I mean, I wanted to explain Spirit Fest, everybody, give you guys some kind of details, because, you know, I know you guys couldn't have been there, and it was very cool. It was very awesome. The vibe was very cool. And the presentation I did, I talked about Waverly Hills because I had some crazy stuff happen to me when I was there. I was talking about Gettysburg. We did a couple hunts in Gettysburg. And I was talking about when I took Bonnie from Ghostly Talk and Sean from Ghostman Demon Hunter to one of Al Capone's old speakeasy smuggling centers. I mean, this place had labyrinths. It had places where you could move sections of the wall, and that's where, you know, some of the gangsters used to hide from the cops, like in these tiny spaces in the walls. I mean, crazy tunnels that went out the forests and, you know, went clear under Chicago. Crazy, crazy stuff, guys. They used to murder people down there. There was a brothel on the third floor. I mean, they used to do – there's a little room they had where they would give the prostitutes abortions. I mean, this place is just ripe with, like, you know, paranormal energy. It's just ripe with all this hot energy. And, you know, just, this is basically what I was telling these people. And, of course, I was doing it in Gore Girl style, getting all crazy and, you know, talking like, ah, you know, just making everybody, you know, basically the feel of the show. We're all sitting on a couch talking about, you know, horror movies and paranormal and stuff. So, basically, that's what we're doing this weekend, guys. And then Techie Yet is on his way, traveling throughout the great states in the Midwest, and my business manager and I are in Atlanta. We got some Gore Girl stuff that we're doing, some business-related things. So this is a whirlwind week, guys. This is absolutely whirlwind. I have no idea. Like, I'm still trying to recover. Like, the weekend in Joplin was awesome. So I don't know. It was just very cool. And then, of course, next week's show, guys, we can definitely give you the heads up now, because I know you're going to want to plan for this. Because if you miss our show, you're just – there's no hope for you. I mean, really? There's no reason to miss our show, guys. I don't know. What do you think, Techie Ed? I'm just saying that our show is, like, amazing, and for them to miss it would be, like, absolutely ridiculous. So.
Yes, I agree. I might have to, you know, personally come to their house and, I don't know, eat their arms.
Oh, look, an arm. Let's cook it. It was still the best. Let's cook it. I was like, what? Oh, good times, guys. No, it just, our next week's show, is you guys better strap yourselves in. I don't care what you got to do. Grease yourselves down. Whatever it is that you do out there. But you guys got to get ready for this. Because next week is our birthday extravaganza. All right, folks? And I do mean it's going to be the big bad birthday show. Because we're smack dab in the middle of our two hosts' birthdays. All right? My birthday was yesterday, August 16th. Good times. Good times. And like I said, thank you to my friends at Spirit Fest for wishing me a happy birthday as well. And then, of course, we go next weekend, no birthday. The following weekend is Techie Ed's birthday. So we figured right smack dab in the middle of the two birthdays, we're going to do a birthday show. And, of course, that means we're going to talk about all sorts of gooey birthday stuff. We're going to talk about serial killers, and we're going to talk about horror movies, and I'm going to talk about all sorts of insanity that goes along with bloody birthdays. So, and I don't mean bloody as in British bloody, but I mean blood-soaked holidays, my friends. It's good times. It's severed fingers and severed tongues. It's good times. So you don't want to miss that. Definitely check that out. But yeah, this is our Spearfest recap. Is there anything I'm missing, Techie Ed? Is there anything I should mention? Because I don't know. It was a whirlwind weekend. I don't know. I'm still getting over eating the Doubletree cookie. That crap is awesome. That's the best damn cookie in the world.
I hope you're enjoying your Doubletree. I'm here stuck behind my car.
I'm in a cookie coma right now, but I'm like, cookies and flesh. And in a couple of hours, I'm going to call in the prostitutes and the coke, and it's gonna be a well-round evening for me. But, hey, Techie Ed, we've got a number calling in.
Do we?
Should I pick this up?
I don't see why not.
Why don't we pick this up? Let's see what's going on with this. I don't see why not. He's like, I'm going to post. Hello?
What's up?
Hello, caller?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Did you call into the show?
Yes.
Did you have a question?
I was wondering, I'm a new caller, so, like, what is this show all about?
Hey, that's a good question, right? We don't even know half the time. Well, basically, I don't know, Techie Ed, what do you think? What is our show about?
Psycho craziness and, horror movies. Paranormal.
Cool.
Yep. Basically, we talk about spooks, horror, and fried chicken. We talk about, you know, your paranormal. We got your spirituality, and we got your horror movies, man. It's like blood, guts, and gore all in one.
Cool.
So I'm kind of curious. You just called in, did you listen to the show, or are you just kind of like, what is this craziness?
Yeah, that's all it was. It was just popped up in my mind just to call.
That's cool. Can I ask what
your
name is?
Aman.
Oh, hey, how's it going? You're talking to Gore Girl and Techie Ed.
Cool.
You're like, I'm scared. It's okay. We only bite a little bit.
Oh.
But,
well,
so what do you
think?
Are you,
sound good.
Are you into horror movies?
Yeah.
Are you high right now?
No.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I know,
sure.
We're upset. We're upset. We want you back. No. So it's your first time on our show, man?
Yeah.
And what you think? You're gonna listen next week, or you're gonna be like, oh God, this been
no,
crazy.
I'm gonna call in like every week.
He's going to be our call-in every week. Well, that's cool, man. Thanks for checking us out. Totally spread the word. Well, you know, spread the word that we got some craziness going on. But I'm going to put you back on hold, and thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
Techie Ed. Wow. See, this is what happens when we go to Spirit Fest, guys. We get insanity. We get insane people calling in. What was even that? I don't know. Was the guy high? I don't know.
He could be on something.
I thought that was hysterical. He says, you know what? He was just calling in to hear the show, I think. I think we surprised him. We put him on air. So, sorry about that, guys. Here's for all of you people that are going to call in from now on. If you're going to call in the show and just listen, because there is that option when you call into the phone line where you could just sit on the line and listen to the whole show. If you're going to do that and I accidentally pick you up, just tell us flat out, oh, hey, no, I don't got a question. I'm just listening on the line. That way that tells us, because we're right now completely out of the studios, so we have no way of telling, you know, who's on for what reason. So, sorry, you know, Eamon, whatever. I know that you were just on listening on the line, and you didn't want us to pick you up, but it's good times. See, and I try to be nice. You know, I tried to be nice because I was like, I'm out of my element, you know, I could lose signal at any moment, you know. I have no idea if this guy's, like, in my closet right now. So, you know, I just want to kind of test the waters, but he sounded high. So I'm glad that he's perusing the coke and the hookers now. So good times. Keep them warm. Keep them warm for me. It's all good. I'm surprised, Techie, you didn't ask any questions of this guy. I figured you'd be all over this.
Oh, I'm trying to eat gas right now, so.
You're eating gas. Eating gas. This is good.
Yeah, don't ask me how or why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it.
Apparently I'm doing it. I'm eating gas, and I don't know how I'm doing it. Oh, my God. Well, Spirit Fest was awesome, guys. It rocked. I'm totally glad we went. It was a whirlwind trip. We had some good times. We had some cake. We had some craziness. I don't know. At one point, Yed and I were like human dolphins. Like, we pretended – we did a whole show. Seriously, a whole show for people as human dolphins. It was amazing, guys. It was amazing. Look for the YouTube video. It's great. I think it's under, like, masturbatory purposes or something. Anyway, so thank you once again to that, to Mr. Eamon, the high guy that called. Dude, yeah, I'm at, you know where I'm at, so drop the stuff off, man. All right, we got to get this party started. But he's probably like, damn, she ratted me out. I got to go. Oh, God, this is nuts, guys. This is cool, though. I don't know. Take Yed and I on the road. This means that America isn't safe. You guys thought we were just staying in Chicago, but we're not. So this means America isn't safe. What do you think, Take Yed? Are you still eating gas? What are you doing?
I'm just sitting at this rest station, I guess, now. So, yeah, I'm getting weird looks from people that are watching me do this. But you know what? I'm doing it anyway, so.
Good times. Well, guys, we've only got about 2 minutes left on my little clocker thing here. So I'm going to go ahead and just end this puppy. It was an entertaining show for me, guys, because we got to tell you a little bit about Spirit Fest, a little bit about what we did this weekend, so you guys don't think we're just slackers that just sit around and, yeah, I went to this fest. It was cool. And we never actually went. No, we did, because we have the dents in Yed's car to prove it. So, I don't know, from our gang over at the GG camp to your gang over at the Crip, we'd just like to say goodnight and watch out for the Panzers. Yeah, do you have anything to add to that?
Damn those Panzers. Damn them straight to a place with, you know, the two hockey sticks thing.
They took our camp! Hang in there, next.
Go. Come on, home, Chicago.